A few moments later, sand hissed against the hull of our boat, and we scrambled out, pulling it above the tide line. There was no time to hide it, so we did the next best thing and left it with a small group of similar craft at one end of the strand, hoping none of our enemies had made an accurate count.
Any tracks?
Jürgen looked around hopefully for something to shoot at. Kalen shook his head after a cursory glance at the sand underfoot.
Too trampled.
Which at least meant our own footprints were liable to go unnoticed. A well-worn path led away from the beach through a tangle of dense foliage, like the one we'd slogged through on the larger island. So, for the want of any better ideas, we followed it cautiously. Tension winding itself tighter in my gut with every step, I drew my las pistol again and curled my other hand around the hilt of my chainsword, my thumb poised over the activation room. Jürgen and Kalen kept their las guns ready for use too, their fingers poised on the triggers. I sniffed the air, finding a faint thread of wood smoke insinuating itself through the mingled odors of Jürgen and my drying clothes, and held up a hand for caution. Moving even more stealthily, if that were possible, we approached a flicker of firelight. As my eyes adjusted to the shadows around us, I became aware that they were angular and hard-edged, too much so to have been cast by anything natural. Reaching out cautiously, my hand brushed lichen-encrusted stone. With a reflexive shudder I couldn't consciously account for, I wiped my hand on my shirt and went on.
What was this place?
I shrugged, at a loss. None of the briefing materials I'd skimmed had mentioned native structures on this scale anywhere on Archipelago.
It must be old. Probably from before the world went feral.
Before I could add anything more, I was rudely interrupted by a lasbolt which flashed between us, striking sparks from the nearest block of stone. Jürgen and Kalen responded at once with short, focused bursts, while I scurried into the lee of the masonry and began to cover their withdrawal with a couple of hopeful shots from my las pistol. As our blizzard of retaliatory las bolts faded, something large thrashed about in the undergrowth for a moment, then went silent. Too experienced at this kind of thing to take it for granted that we'd actually neutralized the sniper, I voxed Jürgen, sure from the familiar odor that he'd found refuge on the other side of the same chunk of masonry.
Take left,
I said. A moment later, the thrashing in the undergrowth began again, and we bracketed its estimated position with las bolts. This time, we heard a scream, so one of us had found a target. Then I ducked as another volley of lasgun fire began, from two weapons at least, widely spaced and both focused on our position. I dropped and began moving on my knees and elbows as stealthily as I could, hoping to get a look at our attackers. This brought the fire into view, and by its light, a glimpse of a scarlet topcoat, somewhat the worse for wear.
Cease fire! In the name of the Emperor!
Everything went quiet. Then another voice echoed the command.
Cease firing!
I stood, adjusted my cap, and stepped out of cover, finding to my surprise that I could see more clearly than before. A pink tinge, echoing the flickering firelight, was beginning to stain the eastern sky, and the canopy of branches overhead seemed translucent, each leaf standing out in stark silhouette. The ruin I stood in was roofless, tumbled blocks of stone scattered at random around what once had been a high-ceilinged hall, but its recesses remained in shadow. The more I saw of my surroundings, the less I liked them. There was nothing I could put my finger on, but the very stones seemed to exhale a cloacal miasma which made my skin crawl. The man I'd caught a glimpse of was standing in one of the darker corners, a las pistol aimed at my torso.
Sergeant Rom, I presume. I've been sent to look for you.
Commissar.
This time, the tone of surprise in his voice was unmistakable. And despite the certain knowledge that Jürgen would drop him in a heartbeat if he looked like using it, I found myself breathing a little more easily as he lowered the weapon.
We thought we'd been forgotten.
The Emperor protects.
I took another couple of steps towards him.
What happened?
We were ambushed. A group of fishermen, we thought. They had a net slung between two boats to foul our prop when we passed between them. As soon as we slowed down, they opened fire.
Bad business,
I commented, which was a lot more tactful than my real opinion. Only a reckless idiot would have tried to go through the middle of the group like that, if you ask me.
We lost half the squad in the first volley. Then they tried to board us. The boat capsized.
And after that?
I prompted, although he seemed to need little urging to continue.
I don't really remember. We were wounded and barely conscious. The current took us towards the reef. The heretics must have thought we were dead because they didn't follow.
They wouldn't. The locals believe the reef's impassable.
We got pretty banged up passing through it, but we all recovered in a day or two.
How's that possible?
My palms were tingling again. The thought I'd had before was coming back to the surface stronger and more focused. I took a tighter grip on the hilt of my chainsword.
It was a miracle.
The rising sun elbowed its way into the recess he was standing in at last, and despite the deduction I'd just made, I felt the breath still in my throat. Raw flesh and festering wounds covered his face, and what I could see of his body through the ragged rents in his uniform. He shouldn't even have been alive in that condition, let alone walking and talking.
The Emperor spared us to take vengeance on his enemies.
The people in the mission station were his servants.
I needed to know how deep the corruption had gone. Rom shook his head.
They served the false Emperor,
he told me, as though it should have been obvious.
The true one spoke to me.
Of course he did.
I edged back towards cover, trying to look as though I was merely shifting my weight. Rom was no fool, whatever else he'd become. And he leapt forward, raising the las pistol again.
Heretic!
Before he could fire, a las bolt took him square in the chest, proving Jürgen was as reliable as ever. The shot should have dropped him in a spray of pus and viscera, but it only seemed to enrage him. Howling, he charged towards me, the stench of decay billowing out ahead of him, making me gag. I lunged to the side reflexively, drawing my chainsword and cutting at his chest as he passed me. The whirling blade bit deep, releasing another flood of corruption. As I turned, bringing the blade up to guard my flank, Rom kicked out at my leg, shrugging off another wound which should have proved fatal. I barely evaded, managing a parry which sheared through his shin bone, severing his foot and a fair chunk of leg below the knee. Before he could regain his balance, I brought the blade up diagonally through the center of his body, and he fell to the fetid flagstones at last, twitching and gurgling.